We want to study together one of the Ma'amarim of the Pachad Yitzchak of the Rosh Yeshiva Chaim Berlin, Rav Yitzchak Hutner, Zichrono Livracha. This is a Ma'amar which connects Sukkos to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. U'lekachtem lachem b'yom harishon. Chazal give a mashal to two people who go into a judgment in front of the king, one against the other. And nobody knew who won, who came out victorious in this judgment. How do we know? What simon do we have that Reuven or Shimon are the victors? Mishu yotzei v'kli zayin biyado. The person who leaves and he's holding on to a flag or he's holding on to a weapon. Everybody knows hakol yodim shu nitzeach. And in the Nimshal, Chazal tell us, Yisrael v'umos olam nichnosim l'din. During these days of judgment, culminating on Yom Kippur, there's a judgment between Klal Yisrael and the nations of the world, between Yaakov and Esav. One goes up and one goes down. And after the din of Yom HaKippurim, Eina Brios Yodos, Man Nitzeach, who actually came out victorious. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvah of Ulekachtem Lochem, Yisrael, Mimash Yisrael Yotzim, Milifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lovem V'yideyem, Esro Hageyem V'yideyem. We go out with the Dal Minim on the first day of Yontif, of Sukkis, is Yadina on the Yisrael, Inu Natzchi. It's clear, this is the Simon that Yisrael were victorious in the judgment. This statement of Chazal, this presentation of the Chachamim, certainly explains and reveals the connection between Chag HaSukkos and the days of judgment that preceded Chag HaSukkos. And we could possibly say that within the system of Mo'adei Yisrael, there are two separate systems, two circles, if you will. There's the Shalosh Regalim that starts with Pesach, continues with Shavuos and ends with Sukkos. And then there's another system, so to speak, another circle. And that's the Yomim Noraim. We learn from this statement of Chazal that the relationship between Chag HaSukkos and the rest of the Mo'adei Yisrael is a double one. It's a twofold one. Insofar as Sukkos is one of the Shalosh Regalim, Mikrai Kodesh, it actually seals the circle, it completes the set. It's the third of the three regalim. The three regalim begin in Chodesh Nisan with Pesach and conclude in Chodesh Tishrei with Sukkos. But insofar as the month Yerech Eitanim, meaning the month of Tishrei itself, is concerned, which is called the Yom Noraim, then in the Kedushas Hazman of these Yom Noraim, Chag HaSukkos completes the set that begins with Rosh Hashanah, continues to Yom Kippur, and reaches its final stage in Sukkos. Therefore, Sukkos has a very unique status in terms of its Kedushas HaMoed. It belongs to not one Mareches, one circle, but it belongs to two circles. As we said, it completes the cycle of the three regalim, and it completes the cycle of the Yom Noraim. That makes Chag HaSukkos very unique. We can derive another conclusion from the Mashal of Chazal, and that is that the substance and the essence of the Kedusha of Chag HaSukkos relates to the Yom Noraim. The relationship, the role of Chag HaSukkos in the Mareches called Yomim Noraim is to clarify the status of Klal Yisrael in contrast to the Umos Olam, the other nations of the world. The holiday of Sukkos with the Dalet Minim symbolizes the success of Klal Yisrael as being the chosen people in contrast to the other nations of the world. And when Chazal say, Eino Yodim Man Nitzeach, Yisrael Ha'umos Ha'olam, What Chazal is saying is, has God chosen the Jewish people and separated them from the nations? And with the success of the Dalet Minim of Sukkos, we understand that Klal Yisrael has been chosen. They are separate from the nations of the world. And every year, annually, we need this clarification. We need this process in which a new Klal Yisrael are chosen in their Yom HaKippurim judgment against the Umas Olam. To clarify this whole sugya of the status of Chag HaSukkos, let's begin by analyzing the concept of Simcha Shel Mitzvah. We find with regard to Sukkos a very unique status of Simcha Shel Mitzvah. That Simcha Shel Mitzvah bursts out of the mouths of the Jews when they sing Shiros B'Shishpachos. They sing songs of praise to Hashem, Zmiras Shirin V'Rachshin. And this is especially true and related to the Simcha of Chag HaSukkos. We don't find with regard to other mitzvos that the Simcha reaches that great height in which it bursts forth in song. And not only that, the song and the Shirin V'Zmiros V'Tishpachos of Chag HaSukkos is particularly profound with regard to Bali Tshuva. The Bali Tshuva, those who have done, who have undergone a sincere process, a profound process of Tshuva, play a unique role. And this is called the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Gemara tells us at the end of Masechta Sukkah that Simchas Beis HaShoeva included a unique song special to the Bali Tshuva. They would sing Ashrei Ziknosenu Shekapra Yaldusenu. How fortunate is our older years that have atoned for our younger years. These are the Bali Tshuva, and they sang that at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva.